Today I'm going to focus on the wood element and its relationship to the metal energy, which we're now in the fall. Talk briefly about how the interactions between the lungs, which are the metal element, and the liver, which is the wood, primarily the wood element organ, interact at this time. And then we'll work with that some. Wood energy is a bit intense regardless of where it shows up. Certainly in springtime, which is the season of the wood, we see plenty of it. If you focus on the cycle of regulation, you'll notice that the wood and the metal have a relationship indicating that metal actually controls or regulates wood. This time of year, as the metal or lung energy gets ever lower as the season goes along, since the energetic focus is the lungs, the wood energy has an influence on the metal, on the lungs. So the liver can start to attack or invade the lungs. And that presents itself in different ways. It can be through the skin, which as you see is on the metal continuum there. And that can be in the form of rashes, itchiness, hives, all sorts of different skin eruptions, as well as things like eczema can flare up. Things that are chronic skin kind of problems can flare up. And it's because of the interference of the liver and that wood energy with the lungs and the skin. Because the large intestine is involved with the metal, some of that same heat and what's called dampness in Chinese way of thinking, which is ruled by the liver and the gallbladder, can affect the large intestine, which can show up as mild sort of colon problems, discomfort, or things more like colitis, which tends to get to different, somewhat more serious levels. And then clearly the lungs as well can be influenced and impacted by the liver and gallbladder, and that can be seen with asthma, allergies, various kinds of heat things showing up in the lungs, causing coughs, sneezing. It can look like a cold, but in fact can be caused by the heat from the liver interfering with the lungs. The lungs are extremely sensitive, which is indicated on that continuum of metal. And this time of year, you can notch up the sensitivity quite a few times because the sensitivity is heightened. That means if your skin is prone to having problems that show up, they're more likely to show up and be a bit more intense this time of year. With any influence from the liver can be much more dramatic. Nose and sinuses also are part of that metal energy, and they can also be, like I mentioned with the allergies, influenced. The part of allergies that the liver is responsible for is the heat. The lungs don't generate heat on their own, the liver does. So if there's heat in the lungs, it can be brought on by environmental factors like dryness, but it can also be brought on by internal factors like the liver and the gallbladder. That's the most likely place for heat that gives difficulty to the lungs to come from. So that's the perspective of how, on a foundational level, how wood energy affects metal energy, liver affects, attacks, or invades lungs and lung energy. And what that means is that balancing those is very important, especially if you're having any of those kind of things show up, any of the symptoms I mentioned. So, Oriental medicine at Biome has many facets and is designed to make its benefits available to as many people as possible, regardless of whether you can physically come to Biome or not. If you're in the neighborhood, call for an appointment, and we'll be glad to hear from you. If you can't get to Biome easily, our at-a-distance health consultations can help you. Look on the bottom of this webpage for our contact information. I also invite you to sign up for our free online newsletter by providing your email address in the box on the bottom of the left side of this webpage. Wishing you health and well-being, and bye for now.